This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy New Year, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour, as I choke. It's between the Zyrtec and the heat, I guess. But anyway, I digress. The United States ended 2022 with the crime crisis, and these first few days into the new year shows that problem's not going to be slowing down. In Chicago, there was a mass shooting involving four teenagers who were in a stolen vehicle on a New Year's Day. The driver was killed while the others were being taken to the hospital in critical condition. On Monday, a 9-year-old boy was killed after being shot multiple times. Police were not able to recover the firearm after arriving at the scene. That young fellow's name was Jarvis Watts. Within 3 days into 2023, seven people have been shot and killed, with a total of 28 residents being shot. Philadelphia rang in the new year with eight different shootings, a stabbing, and an explosion incident. Since then, there have been multiple calls of shots being fired, people being shot in the city, with three shootings involving one victim at each incident happening within an hour of each other. In Brackenridge, Pennsylvania, a town just outside of Pittsburgh, Aaron Lamont Swan Jr. was a suspect in the shooting death of Brackenridge Police Chief Justin McIntyre. Swan allegedly shot first when police pulled him over for a traffic stop, leading to a pursuit. WPXI reports Swan was able to shoot another officer in the leg before eventually being shot by officers in a shootout. Ashley McIntyre, the wife of Chief McIntyre, posted on her Facebook page, "I am literally broken. I just want someone to tell me this nightmare is over." I used to have a collaborator on Lock and Load named Corinne Mosher, and I interviewed Corinne. The last time I interviewed her was in 2020 at SHOT Show, and then her husband was killed in the line of duty, and I have not heard from her since. I can only imagine what that's like. Someone who runs a far-left Twitter account claimed responsibility for setting fire to a bank. Bank of America location in Portland, Oregon, in response to Antifa members being charged with domestic terrorism for their actions attempting to create an autonomous zone in Atlanta. In New York City, two police officers were attacked with a machete by a suspect who yelled "Allahu Akbar" in what appears to be a lone wolf attack on New Year's Eve. Trevor Bickford, 19, of Wells, Maine, is accused of becoming a radicalized member of Islam, according to ABC News. Thomas Scalati, the NYPD Chief of Intelligence and Counterterrorism, told ABC News, "He knew what he was doing, he knew why he was doing it, and he thought he would die in the attack. He did yell out, 'Allahu Akbar.'" Now, that's what's going on in these cities. That is not indicative of all of America, though. This is, I mean, you know, is it any surprise to you that this is going on in the cities? Did anybody think it would stop just because it became 2023? I certainly didn't. As a matter of fact, I expected to go up. However, this next little bit, this proves to you, or it proves to me, it vindicates to me, validates to me, whatever you want to say. This gives me the all I need to know to know that my theory is correct. My theory is this: you don't mess with old people. Old people are not going to sit there and puff out their chest and shove back and forth with you. If you mess with them and they're armed, they're going to deal with you. Now, the only thing about this is it makes me wonder what this dude was thinking, because obviously he doesn't listen to me. But a Florida man, and you know it's a good story when Florida man plays a starring role, is in jail and facing multiple charges after allegedly assaulting and shooting at two women outside a bingo parlor in Escambia County before armed patrons were able to put a stop to the attack. 38-year-old Lee David Wilkerson is staring down a litany of charges, including aggravated assault, possession of a weapon by a convicted felon, and trafficking amphetamine, but thankfully he's not facing any murder charges, in large part because of the swift action and quick thinking of two concealed carry holders who were at the bingo hall when Wilkerson allegedly attacked the women. Now, I don't go to the bingo hall, but maybe I should start. Deputies said they spoke with a victim who said Wilkerson had shot at her and her friend. The victim said she went to the business to get jumper cables from her mother, who was playing bingo inside. She said she saw Wilkerson and another female standing outside the business. According to the arrest report, the victim asked Wilkerson if they could go inside and tell the victim's mother her daughter was there to get jumper cables. The victim said Wilkerson told her no. According to the arrest report, the victim and her friend began to walk inside to get her mother, at which time Wilkerson and the other female began acting strange. The victim said at that time the woman started attacking her. The victim said that is when Wilkerson removed a small handgun from his right side, took the firearm, and hit her in the left side of her head. One of the victims said Wilkerson then pointed the firearm at her and the other victim and began shooting towards them. According to the arrest report, one of the victims ran inside the business and the other went back to her vehicle and left the business. According to the victim inside the business, she heard more shots being fired as she entered the business. A witness told police that shortly after the victim ran inside the bingo parlor, Wilkerson walked through the doors as well. That's when he's confronted by two individuals who had their lawfully carried firearms with them. And they drew down on him, and they held him at gunpoint until the deputies arrived. As they arrived at the business, they saw a white male wearing a gray jacket and blue jeans lying on the floor with two unknown citizens holding him at gunpoint. Deputies said several customers inside the business began screaming and pointing at the white male on the ground, saying, "He's the one who was shooting!" Deputies said they detained Wilkerson and found a large baggie containing a crystallized rock substance and a fixed-blade knife. They then tested the crystallized rock, and it tested positive for methamphetamine. And, you know, without knowing any details here, this could have turned into a mass shooting with multiple victims were it not for the fact that there were two armed citizens who were able to stop the suspect from doing any more damage. We'll never know because they stopped him. And they didn't have to fire a single shot of their own because the guy's a coward. And at the very least, the presence of these armed citizens was enough to save a woman from potentially being shot after she was pursued into the bingo hall, bringing the threat to a halt and allowing police to take Wilkerson into custody. The people that did this, we don't know their names at right now, but they did the kind of thing that I say happens all the time. And whether they think it or not, they did something heroic. They might not think of themselves in that way, and I'm sure they didn't intend to play that role when they holstered their pistol before they headed out that day, but nevertheless, their ability and willingness to respond to a deadly threat diffused that situation without harm to anyone involved. And they should get the commendations that they deserve. On a regular basis, this happens. If you go by the CDC, the CDC stats that are no longer published at the CDC website, if you go by those, you're looking at upwards of 6,000 defensive gun uses per day of this type. Now, we know that the percentage of people that actually have to shoot people now has gone up, unfortunately. And that just tells us there's an uptick in crime, which we knew that already, right? But 82% of the time, you don't have to pull the trigger. And I'm going to guess that there was no hesitation on their part to do this, to go this way. And that's that kind of quick thinking that you can't teach. And it must be part and parcel of the decision to carry a gun. Because time and time again, we see these people that don't have any, they're not training to be tactical wonder kinds or anything like that. They just get a gun and they go qualify with it, get the permit, and they carry it. And then something like this happens and they do something like they did. And that is splendid. Nothing short of splendid. It's not all dark. It's not all bad. Sometimes you hear a good story. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Now, the plans of the authoritarian left should be clear to anybody who's paying attention. The question becomes, what do we do about it? Now, right now, if you're watching, as I'm talking about this, there's a big slugfest going on in the House about who is going to be the speaker. And I don't, you know, on the one hand, I kind of find it sort of silly because right now, whoever is the speaker is sort of inconsequential, right? And I'm basing that on past actions. When Paul Ryan became the speaker, right? And they voted 8 times to rescind Obamacare. And then Trump becomes the president, and then Paul Ryan is the speaker, and they never vote for it. And the Senate doesn't vote for it. So some of this stuff that happens in these moments where we have a divided government, I just, you know, I'm not impressed by their work. So on the other hand, what's happening right now with these holdouts is that they are actually listening to their constituents, which that's a good thing. All of them in Congress should listen to their constituents. But because they don't, we have what's going on with the anti-liberty left. And the anti-liberty authoritarians or the fascist left want to destroy the U.S. as founded, replacing it with a national socialist state in the model of Red China. And if you're actually paying attention, you should know this by now. They should go read some books and learn some facts before they project their 80-year-old lies. The intention of the left are quite obvious, or the intentions. Despite the propaganda smokescreen of the nation's socialist media continually carping about a 4-hour, mostly peaceful protest instigated on video by Ray Epps on January 6, 2021, the evidence is right in front of you. We're making a distinction between the far-left ruling class and the rank and file. And as usually the case, the latter are being dragged along as political cannon fodder. Before World War II, everybody in Germany was a proponent of nationalist socialism. After the war, nobody was. And that should tell you something. There's a widening gulf between the fascist far-left ruling class and the pro-freedom right. And there's also a widening gulf between the socialist slave states and free states. And no, I'm not going to fall for the reversal of the colors. Red was always the color of communism. See the movies Reds for confirmation. As J.R. Dunn explained it a few weeks ago, adapting left-wing terminology and usage is something that goes back a long way among conservatives, like the red-blue political identification. When this first entered media discourse in the late 90s, nobody mentioned that it was sourced from military jargon, where it was used in exercises to describe the focus of the forces involved. Blue was the friendly forces. Red, with a distinct nod toward the Soviets, was the enemy. And yet, conservative writers trampled each other to adapt a usage that termed themselves and all their works as enemies and enemies associated with communism at that time. Is it no wonder that they think we're stupid? And I've fallen for that. I make the argument all the time about them stealing the vernacular and the vocabulary and the language and repurposing it. So we're self-sorting between the socialist slave states and the free states. Now consider the stark contrast between the two types just in the realm of the common sense civil right of self-defense. The collectivists of the slave states are working overtime trying to think of new ways to deprive the innocent of their basic human and civil rights, all for the sake of their safety, of course. People's Republic of California is with Oregon, Illinois, Colorado, New Jersey, New York, and others in a perverse competition. They're trying to come up with new ways of endangering the innocent in the face of skyrocketing crime rates, everything from unconstitutional red flag gun confiscations and unconstitutional controls on private property to insurance requirements for exercising a fundamental human right. And I still don't know anybody that writes that kind of insurance. Not surprisingly, the freedom-minded folks are voting with their feet. And they leave the socialist slave states controlled by the far left. Supposedly, if the people are fleeing to the Sun Belt, then how does that explain the massive exodus from California? Almost all of the 10 states that added the most residents were in the South. Texas added 470,000 new residents. Florida, 416,000. North Carolina and Georgia both added 100,000 residents, while Arizona added 94,000. California has seen its population drop in recent years as well, beset by an ongoing housing crisis, high costs. The nation's largest state declined by 113,000 people last year. The number of people who moved out of California outpaced the number who moved in by a whopping 343,000 residents. Even the population of Oregon declined in 2022 for the first time in decades. Polling shows that people prefer to live in places where they can defend themselves, Oregon. The ability to keep yourself safe with the common sense civil right of self-defense is just one issue among many others, and it shows the growing divide between the people and the far-left ruling class. The people escaping from the clutches of the far-left control freaks will soon enough show those places to be failed states. Then they will demand help from the federal government to correct the problem. That's when you'll see them suddenly get very serious about border security for those states to keep people from escaping. back a few years when Trump was threatening to unleash liberty upon the land, the New York Times was talking about the two Americas of 2016. The ever pretentiously named Big Think floated a map that partitioned the states into two countries of red and blue. And common dreams suggested parallel states. These days, they don't seem as enamored of the idea, but since they brought it up first, perhaps it should be under discussion. Here's the thing. The Constitution is a albatross around the neck of the left, right? It always is. One of the things they would have us do is they want us to emulate the blue. The governors of New York and California think that we should all be the United States of California and New York, that we should do everything they say that they do. And the fact that we do have a federal system actually saves our bacon from that frying pan. For those of you that live in a red state, which from here on out in my lexicon will be the communist states, for those of you who live in a communist state, I know there's a lot of things in the way, but you should think about leaving, because they're not going to ever voluntarily have an about face. And you're sort of outnumbered in those states, and you've got a lot of people that keep voting these people in because they just don't look out beyond their own little world, their own little bubble. And for the people of the blue states, of the friendly forces, you got to stay vigilant, or you're going to wake up one day and you're going to find yourself infested with a groupthink. A lot of people escape these other states because of the taxes and everything else, but there's a lot of things they like about them. They just don't. It becomes an economic thing. So you got to. It never ends. It never ends. That's all right. It's exciting. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Representative Kevin McCarthy has been elected House Speaker after multiple days of negotiations and 15 rounds of voting. The Mega Millions drew numbers Friday for a nearly $1 billion jackpot. No word on if there was a winner yet. A 6-year-old boy is in police custody after he shot his teacher in Newport News, Virginia. The police chief there saying that it was not an accidental shooting.
A woman has life-threatening injuries and a 6-year-old boy is in custody after a shooting at a school in southeastern Virginia. It happened at Rich Neck Elementary School in Newport News. Police say it was not an accidental shooting. There was an altercation between the teacher and the student before a single round was fired. Authorities have social services involved as the investigation continues. I'm Dave Collins.
Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Last fall, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont raised a lot of eyebrows when he called for an expansion of the state's ban on the so-called assault weapon during a debate with his Republican opponent in the race for governor. And he vowed not to only block the sale and manufacture of modern sporting rifles, but to ban their continued possession as well, telling reporters after the debate that the most commonly sold rifles in the country were killers that should not be allowed in the state of Connecticut. However, when he addressed state lawmakers for his State of the State address, the governor's gun grab didn't get a mention from the podium. He called on legislators to address the high housing costs and crumbling infrastructure in the state, but devoted no time whatsoever to gun control or even the state's issues with violent crime, despite the fact that the state capital of Hartford just saw a record high number of homicides last year. What changed his mind? How do you explain this? I mean, probably comes down to the fact that many of his fellow Democrats have become less than supportive of his plan over the past couple of months, at least those serving in the legislature as opposed to opining in the media. Twice in 1993 and then again after the Sandy Hook massacre a decade ago, the General Assembly has passed laws banning the sale of certain military-style weapons, most notably the AR-15 and its many variations. But each time, the legislature assured gun owners that a grandfather provision would allow them to retain those guns. A seizure of tens of thousands of firearms was a legal and political line lawmakers were unwilling to cross. Senator Gary Winfield, Democrat, New Haven, co-chair of the Judiciary Committee that is crucial to the passage of gun laws, said he senses no appetite in the General Assembly to go back on the assurances made to gun owners. And this is where the leftist trope of the way they do things. This is where it catches up to them. All of these things have a very limited shelf life. Remember that. All of these promises the left makes to their various constituents that buy them hook, line, and sinker, very limited shelf life. Winfield said, if you've told people you're going to operate in a certain way, particularly grandfathering people, things like this particular issue, it's a really hard hurdle to clear. Lamont, who was reelected by 12 percentage points, insists he is ready to try, even though he's already been warned that passing a bill requiring gun seizures would be extremely difficult, even in a state with some of the nation's toughest gun laws. But he's also said, if I don't try now, who will try? If Lamont was going to put his full political weight behind his ban, he probably should have brought it up during his address to lawmakers. But instead, he talked about tax cuts and housing cuts and even the importance of protecting individual liberty, an awfully hypocritical stance for somebody who wants to gut the individual right to keep and bear arms. And unlike the bitter political atmosphere in Congress, the events around the 14-state Capitol complex were polite, friendly, and generally bipartisan. But Lamont acknowledged that people have to fight for your freedoms at a time when nationally many politicians are divided on LGBTQ rights and the availability of women's reproductive support. These are American values, he said to applause during an 8-minute acceptance speech. Do you want to know what's not an American value, though, Ned? Banning commonly owned firearms and turning a law-abiding citizen into a criminal for daring to exercise a constitutionally protected and codified right. I would love to believe that this lack of promotion for his gun ban is a sign that his anti-2A efforts are now on the back burner, but I'm not convinced this is the case because this never goes away, especially with other Democratic governors like Jay Inslee of Washington, Illinois J.B. Pritzker vowing to enact assault weapons bans of their own this year. Lamont has previously indicated he's willing to spend some political capital in order to persuade reluctant lawmakers to back this prohibitionist proposal, and he very well may use the upcoming vote in Illinois as an opportunity to push his ban again. But at least recently, that was the dog that didn't bark, and that's very good news for Connecticut gun owners. That doesn't mean that they can afford to get complacent, but, if you're in Connecticut, join the Connecticut Citizens Defense League, as well as, they have, the CCDL has a federal lawsuit challenging the current ban on modern sporting rifles. So, we will see. Now, as we come down the coastline, we're going to head to Georgia. Georgia borders my state. It is I'm between two of the bigger cities compared to where I live. Anyway, I'm between Charlotte and Atlanta. And the state of Georgia is one of many with preemption laws on books. Atlanta has done the very level best they can to ignore those laws. And in response, they've lost a number of lawsuits that challenge their rules. So it's safe to say the city leaders aren't necessarily supportive of the right to keep and bear arms. But they also have apparently come to accept that they can't pass gun control laws. So that leaves them scratching their heads about what they can do, and they came up with an idea. They decided to do something to prevent guns from being stolen. The proposed program would offer Atlanta residents free lock boxes for their guns so they can be stored securely. The legislation allows the council to request that the Mayor's Office of Violence Reduction and the Atlanta Police Department develop a program to provide free firearm safety storage, also known as lock boxes, to those who qualify. Now, here's the thing about a lock box. A lock box is only good as its anchor. If you're going to put a gun in a lock box, first of all, nobody makes a gun safe that nobody can get into. All gun safes can be breached. The key to it is that it takes time to breach them. So the next key to it is to make them big enough and heavy enough to where they just can't pick them up and run away with them. So a lockbox of the type that would hold one gun, this actually needs to be anchored to something. This is supposedly proposed to stop accidental shootings and reduce the theft. But there is of all the things they could come up with, this is there are worse ways to use this. Because if you're not actually carrying the gun, it should be in a secure location. Okay? Plain and simple. And, I mean, I don't have to worry about that because I don't have little children. But there are likely a number of reasons why people don't keep them secured. But part of that may well be that after people spend hundreds of dollars on a gun, they don't necessarily have a good way to secure it. They can get gun locks, but those require the gun to be stored in a manner that makes them useless. So that's why many people, you know, they're not going to do that. So if a lockbox would do it, if it's an easily accessible lockbox, I could see where this might not be a horrible idea. Most of the guns used in crime are stolen. And if you were to provide a free way that people can secure their guns, this opens up the potential to reduce the number of guns available, right? It won't stop people from getting them, but it will it might drive up the price. I don't know. We also need to be realistic. Any impact from this program is at best going to be the result of how many people opt to take advantage of it. If a lot of people did this, then we may see so-called gun crime in Atlanta drop. And on the flip side, if they don't, it won't. But on the downside for the city is a lot of excess lockboxes that no one asked for compared to an immeasurable upside. And then, this is better than funding a gun buyback where you get a couple of 60-year-old handguns that may not even function and a couple of single-shot shotguns. But is this going to do anything? And I have no idea. But I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt on this one. At worst, if you assume people take advantage of the program, people can protect their property better. And this is the thing about this. Like I said, this has got to be anchored to something. A lockbox is an excellent idea for a car. It's a much better idea than, your glove compartment. I mean, that's the first place they go. They're turning out the glove compartment and or the console. If you had a lockbox and it was anchored to the car and they, you know, it wasn't immediately, it was going to take a little time to dislodge it. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
One more trip down the lane, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, red flag laws enable a court to strip you of your gun right without due process because someone thinks that you might be a danger to yourself or to others. In an as-applied case in New York State, the New York State Supreme Court, which confusingly is not the state's highest court, that's the Court of Appeals, ruled that the entire state's red flag law runs contrary to the Constitution. Who'd have thunk it? And this only applies to the individual in this particular case. However, it represents a shift in jurisprudence. In fact, it may spell the beginning of the end of the red flag ex parte order, in which the order is issued without the respondent being allowed an opportunity to defend him or herself. And we get this. The New York law that enables the confiscation of guns from people who haven't committed a crime is unconstitutional, a state Supreme Court judge has ruled. This red flag law, or the extreme risk protection order law, lets individuals, including police officers, petition a court to allow the seizure of firearms from a person they believe poses a threat to themselves or others. If a judge agrees, the judge can direct law enforcement to take the guns of the person in question. The law, which took effect in 2019, has led to the issuance of more than 1,900 removal orders. However, the law is in violation of the U.S. Constitution's 2nd and 14th Amendments, because it doesn't sufficiently protect a citizen's rights, State Supreme Court Judge Thomas Moran said in a ruling in late December 2022. In addition, under the U.S. Supreme Court standards in its 2022 ruling striking down New York's concealed carry law, the red flag law doesn't fit under the nation's tradition of regulating firearms, the judge said. I know. Is my head spinning yet? The majority said in the 2022 decision that the Constitution protects people's rights to carry firearms and that a government must, for each gun restriction, demonstrate that the regulation is consistent with this nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation. This court is not unmindful of the dangers firearms may pose when possessed in the hands of a person suffering a mental illness, harboring a criminal intent, or both. However, when viewed objectively, the law's goal of removing weapons from the otherwise lawful possession of them by their owners without adequate constitutional safeguards cannot be condoned by this court. While some may advocate that the ends justify the means in support of the law, where those means violate a fundamental right under our Bill of Rights to achieve their ends, then the law on its face cannot stand. Wow. I don't know what to think at the moment. I'm you know, completely stunned. Let's look at this finally. So far right now today, Donald Trump is the only announced candidate for the GOP nomination. But you would hardly know it if you were not one of the very online people. When he does break into mainstream consciousness lately, it's no longer for resetting the establishment's agenda like he did in 2015, 2016. Instead, normals only hear about him because he's accidentally dining out with a cast of Sound of Music and not the Von Trapps, because he's still giving interviews to regime media hacks who hate him and mock him, or because he's mortifying his less Kool-Aid drunk supporters by hawking cheesy electronic trading cards. His nomination campaign is underway, sort of, and no one should be shocked that it is non-traditional. His most fervent supporters are filling social media not with praise of Trump, but with insultingly dumb attacks on his only real rival, which is Governor Ron DeSantis. My favorite one is how DeSantis allowed former Governor Jeb Bush to attend his inauguration, proving to idiots that he is exactly like Jeb Bush. I didn't realize that you could restrict somebody from coming to your nomination, but, you know, I don't go to these things. They're all joined by all the lefty bots who last week were on some other kick, calling the people questioning Zelensky to Ukraine Putin lovers, or inveighing against those who are wondering if the vax might not be all it is cracked up to be. If you like infrastructure, your wish has been granted. The wide-eyed MAGA diehards on the left are building bridges, united in a shared desire that Trump get the 2024 GOP nomination. And that dream may not come true. Though Trump leads most polls of the GOP base right now, his lead has shrunk, and sometimes he does not lead at all. People still appreciate him and will vote for him if he is a nominee. I have no issue with another Trump term, but his accumulation of wounds, which some of which are self-inflicted, is getting hard to bear. And though he points the finger at others, including bizarrely some anti-abortion Republicans, Trump owns a big piece of the red splash in November, as does Mitch McConnell and Rona McDaniel. Now, Trump used to back Mitch McConnell, which I used to back Mitch McConnell. It's an honest mistake. Rona McDaniel, Trump refuses to tell her to resign after losing 5 elections in a row. You know, if he's the leader of the Republican Party, that's something you can talk about. The base in 2024 is all about winning, and we miss it. And we're not in a losing mood. Look at Rona McDaniel. She's being rejected all over the place. And Trump's not doing much winning right now. He's basically taking pot shots from his largely unread Truth Social account and making rookie mistakes after over 7 years since he came down the escalator. His supporters are tired of having to try to excuse. There is a case for Trump, and I have talked about it many, many times. And a lot of people still make this case very passionately. You're not crazy if you support him. It is not insane to think he could win the nomination and then the general. It is insane, though, to deny the reality that he might not win and the reasons why. And the problem for Trump is that his most coherent and compelling advocates are drowned out by the only Trump diehards who are simply beyond reason. They focus not on what Trump will do in a second term, except for offering meaningless and silly cliches like only Trump can drain the swamp because he knows where the bodies are buried. They insist that they're Trump supporters, not Republicans, and then hilariously proceed to call people who point out Trump's shortcomings rhinos. Their social media accounts rarely invoke Trump's remarkable track record as a besieged president. Instead, they attack DeSantis. Which, by the way, this is why McCain never got anywhere against Obama. He never talked about what he was going to do. He only talked about Obama. And they correctly recognize DeSantis as Trump's primary threat. They allege the governor is a tool of the establishment, and the establishment, that's news to them. Heavy D is also, they claim, a pal of Paul Ryan, who Trump endorsed, Mitch McConnell, who Trump endorsed, Kevin McCarthy, who Trump eagerly supports for speaker, and others who tend to tick off the base. They fulminate about tools like Fauci and Ray and Milley and similar toads, all of whom share in common incompetence, institutional corruption, and that Trump did not fire them when he could have and should have. None of that counts, because reasons and 4D chess and trust the plan. It's not rational. It is exhausting, but mostly it's ineffective. To win, Trump's going to have to show the party, all of the party, that he can win in November 2024. This is not 2016. and a new round of subpar nickname for GOP competitors is not going to cut it. Ron DeSanctimonious. Really? Low energy Jeb was a killer line. This one is lame. Low energy, if you would. And if Trump keeps this up, his forays into the Iowa caucus and New Hampshire primary will be a couple of massive humiliations, and that's not even taking into account some frame-up indictment by some commie prosecutor that is sure to come. What does Trump do then if he and when his dream of term 2.0 is again shattered? Will he not run third party? He may do something arguably worse. Why will he not run third party? Because third party runs are for losers, which he understands, and Trump's main purpose in running is to ease the pain of his 2020 loss. He no doubt remembers his 2000 aborted reform party run, a vaguely humiliating exercise that only lasted a few months. And key to this is the issue of money. The Democrats' disgraceful release of his taxes. And I hope that norm busting becomes a permanent suppository for them, and it will if the House GOP has the stones to insert it, show that Trump does not have a ton of loose cash. The famously parsimonious tycoon is never going to liquidate his assets in a down market to fund an effective primary, much less general campaign. He does have a war chest, but that will vanish quickly, and it is unclear if he could even refill it with small money donors, since the big money donors are flying south for the winter and for who they see as a winner. So, we got to pay attention to this. It's coming. Should be entertaining at the very least. Anyway, in a lot of ways, things are beginning to look up, so keep your heads up. It's okay. Stay aware. Stay focused. Keep taking in the information. An informed electorate is the most dangerous thing politicians face. They can't stand that. And, Happy New Year. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.